Oh, good day to you once again, audio podcast. Okay, this one is going to be called 5 Tips for Connecting with Nearby Nature in 2020. And before I go into the 5 tips, I just want to say I do appreciate you lending me your ear for the next few minutes, because I know this time of year, end of December, beginning of January, going into 2020, there's going to be so much content out there to do with personal development, self-improvement, health and well-being. So I do appreciate the few minutes you're taking to listen to this relating to connecting with nearby nature for health and well-being. So first of all, thank you very much for that. Okay, number one, earthing. So, connecting with the earth, otherwise known as barefoot walking or grounding. So this is quite simply putting your bare feet on the earth in a natural environment. So grass, dirt, mud, rocks, sand in the sea. And this is really good for getting the negative ions from the earth, electrons. It's really good going through your feet for health and well-being. And also relating to dirt and mud on the grass, a good bacteria called Mycobacterium vaccae, which is really good for health and well-being as well. So there you go, tip number one, earthing. Tip number two, trees. So connecting with the trees. So this can be walking slowly, wandering, sauntering amongst the trees, otherwise known as Shinrin Yoku, Japanese concept, translated over into English as forest bathing. It's quite simply spending time taking in a forest atmosphere. However, you don't have to be in a large forest to do this. You can do this amongst the trees in your local woods or local park, arboretum, for example. So this is the thing, connecting with the trees. Number two. Okay, number three, sky gazing, connecting with the sky. So this can be in the form of watching the stars, otherwise known as stargazing, watching the clouds, otherwise known as cloud gazing, looking at the different colours in the sky, anything natural in the sky, just spend time watching the sky, just relaxing, just rest your eyes, watch everything natural in the sky, stars, clouds, particularly good. Number four, water gazing, so connecting with the water. So this could be looking at the ocean, the sea, the rivers, waterfalls, lakes, even rain, snow, fog and mist. So connecting with the water by looking at it, you know, looking at it by listening to it as well. You know what I mean? Listening to the rain, listening to the waves, listening to waterfalls. So number four is water gazing. Number five, green exercise. Any form of physical activity in a natural environment. So connecting with nearby nature while exercising. Particularly good if you can do this near water. So for example, you know, walking round a lake or a coastal walk by the sea, etc, etc. So there you go, 5 tips for connecting with nearby nature in 2020. Have a little Google of any of the specific concepts, so relating to number 1, barefoot walking, earthing, grounding, relating for number 2, Shinrin Yoku, forest bathing, number 3, sky gazing, so cloud gazing, stargazing, you know, that kind of stuff. Number 4, water gazing. That could be, you could Google vitamin C, secotherapy, something like that. Spending time around the water by the sea. Really good, very popular. Number 5, green exercise. Physical activity in the natural environment. Vitamin N. All good with the various different types of health and well-being. I'm not going to go into the specifics. You can work that out for yourself. But Have a great day, and if you can do at least one of these five every day, wherever you are in the world, fantastic. If you can do all five, wonderful. Take care, podcast.